welcome to Too Much Rock, podcast number 755. I'm your host, Sid Souter. I'll be with you here for the next 28 minutes as we talk about the albums that I picked this week, and I play my favorite track from each. We start with one from Iron Roses from Maryland. The song is called Class War Cheer Squad, and it's on a three-song EP called Agitpop that came out last week on September 11th. Self-release, Did You Lonely Think? You can find that one on Bandcamp, just like I did. I don't know much about the band. I think that's their first release, but I know it features Nat Gray from Boys Sets Fire in their new role here, and that's kind of fun, isn't it? I got music for you this week. I'm going to play some. I'm going to start off with some punk rock. This is Horace Pinker. The song is called Fix Me.
We'll be right back. still sounds Jack. She's listening to Lawrence Arms. She says she likes the babies way too much, and they're never leaving her alone. She says we're gonna talk a lot of shit alone when we're in the car. She says she's ever getting sick of it. She's the coolest fucking chick by far. She says shit, so stoked that we're together. Oh, oh.
Welcome back to the Too Much Rock Podcast. Just heard from a couple of old punks there, starting off with Horace Pinker and the song Fix Me. That's from the band's brand new album, Now in the Future, which came out September 12th on People of the Punk Records. That band based out of Chicago now, but I think they were kind of born in the Arizona scene, if I remember right. This is their first album in a very long time, and it's just solid through and through, just excellent punk and kind of post-hardcore there as well. And then after that, we heard from Teenage Bottle Rocket with the song She's the Shit. That's on the band's new album, Ready to Roll. It's also came out last week, September 12th, on Pirate Press Records, that band based out of Laramie, Wyoming, and another band that's been around forever and just made a fantastic album there. It's fun to hear pop punk that doesn't revolve around high school crushes. In this case, he songs about his wife. All right, I guess I should show how the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever, we'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, keep it coming back week after week. We're going to shift to a little dark wave here. Got a track from Redder Moon. The song is called In Darkest Night. guess that didn't scare you too much there. We ended off with Kansas City band The Religion of Heartbreak and the song 100 Degrees. That's on our new 5-song EP called Lunate that came out September 12th, self-released digital only. You know where to find it. The band has been around a while. They used to be Manta at Oz, then Manta, and now Religion of Heartbreak. A slightly different lineup, a slightly different focus, and I like where they're heading. Before that, we heard from Kansas City band Redder Moon and the song In Darkest Night. That's on the band's new album, If You're Falling, Dive, which came out a couple weeks ago, August 28th. That one is self-released, but available in physical format. Good luck hearing any of it, though. The songs aren't on the streaming sites. The album is not available on stores, but I think you can probably buy that through Bandcamp. If not, he's playing some local shows here and then heading out to the West Coast, and surely you can pick them up on that tour. All right, we are about out of time, so let's go ahead and wrap things up. I need you to know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 755, and I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website or find me on your favorite social media apps like Instagram, Facebook, Blue Sky, or YouTube. Looking at the concert calendar, we got some fun things coming up. On the 15th, Mr. Gnome is playing an in-store at Sister Anne's. Santa Gold is playing that night at the Warehouse, and on the 16th as well. On the 16th, UB40 is at the Uptown. Deftones and Idols are at T-Mobile on the 17th. On the 18th, Redder Moon is at Minibar. 18th, Madhu Mokhtar is also playing the Bottleneck, as well as Emokama at Farewell. That's an interesting sort of band. On the 19th, Empty Moon is playing Hillsiders. Glare is at Record Bar on the 20th, and Society of the Silver Cross is playing Minibar on the 21st. Looking over the concert calendar, a couple of new things there. Photos and videos of my thoughts of the Killer City Hexie Charm show, as well as Slim's 50th birthday party that had Men of Men, Tushima, Miri, and the Almighty Trouble Brothers playing that one. All right, we do have time for one more, so let's fit one in from another Kansas City band. The band is Lafayette, and the song I'm going to play is called Blue Jacket. It's on the band's new album, Unsolved Miracles, which came out September 12th. The band formed in the late 90s, were pretty active at that time, but disappeared for a very long time. They've come back, and this is their first album back after reuniting, and it's a nice one. It's a little bit indie rock, a little bit post-rock, a little bit shoegaze. I think it's a nice one to stretch out with here. So we're going to end things here with Lafayette and the song Blue Jacket. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week.